Well, big falls for the FTSE today. A short time ago, the market's down exactly 100 points. That's 1.5%. And that's despite the positive comments from the Bank of England Governor Mark Carney that the UK economy will grow faster and unemployment will fall sooner than expected. Let's get the thoughts of Craig Earlham from the trading floor of Alpari. And Craig, some big losses today for the FTSE, despite those very positive comments from the Bank of England Governor.
Yeah, I mean, I think the thing that we really have to look at here is, with the stock market, is that stock markets are very forward-looking, and I think a lot of the positivity which we actually heard from Mark Carney in relation to growth and unemployment had mostly already actually been factored into the markets. The thing that the reaction that we're seeing today is more in relation to future interest rates. Obviously, if we're seeing all this growth now, then that tends to bring with it inflationary pressures as well. So the Bank of England is already now looking forward to when it's going to have to start hiking interest rates, which is actually negative for the economy. That means higher mortgage rates for people, and tends to actually act as a bit of a downward, tends to actually weigh on growth as opposed to stimulate it. And this is part of the reaction as to what we're actually seeing now today, is the potential for an interest rate hike as opposed to focusing more on the positivity, which I think is already largely priced in. And on top of that, you've also got what impact it's had on the currency markets, and the fact that we're going to potentially see this monetary tightening or raising interest rates further down the line is actually positive for the pound sterling. And if we're going to see all this growth as well, it's going to be positive for the pound sterling, which is why we're seeing that actually trading high today. But that again is looking at the negative side of things. That's actually quite negative for exporters because it makes their products a little bit more expensive. So we're seeing exporters in the FTSE as well also taking a bit of a hit today. So all of this is really weighing on the FTSE, which is why we're seeing it trading down, like say, around 100 points at the moment.
But there are some out there who'll say, well, come on, the markets can't have it both ways. Surely if the indicators are good that we're going to have strong growth in the economy, and things certainly are leading that way, then, I mean, you've just mentioned exports becoming more expensive. Well, then imports will be cheaper. So it's always swings and roundabouts, surely.
Yeah, I completely agree. And I think one thing we will see is we're going to see the positive reaction to all this good news. I think we will see that reflected more over the next couple of weeks. I think what we're really just seeing now, that initial negative reaction to the prospect of higher interest rates. I think, like I say, we're seeing the exporters weigh on the markets. But once we move past that, once that's priced into the markets, which it will be in the next couple of days, I think we'll start to see a lot more of that positivity coming from that stronger growth. Hopefully people's wages rising more in line with this growth. So I think once we start to see a lot more of that positivity filter through, we will see that reflected more in the market. But right now, people are just really latching on to what this potentially means for the future. Because, like I say, stock markets are very forward-looking.
When you compare with Sir Mervyn King's difficult time as Bank of England governor, it's been quite a nice start for Mark Carney, hasn't it?
Yeah, well, it's really quite interesting. I mean, Sir Mervyn King really did have a very difficult job. He had 5 years where the economy wasn't performing too well. There wasn't really necessarily too much upside in the economy. Constantly trying to stimulate the economy, trying to get it moving again. And then Mark Carney comes in, and just almost as soon as he walks through the door, the economy's performing better. And it's like he's not necessarily had to do too much in order to keep the economy moving. I think the real difficult task that he's got now is going to be with those central bank's credit. I mean, a lot of people partly blame the central bank for getting us into this mess in the first place with these record low rates that they had in the lead up to the financial crisis. Also, their handling of the crisis that over the last 5 years. So I think the credibility of the central bank's really been damaged. That's going to be, I think, Mark Carney's toughest task is regaining people's trust.
And he's going to have to make decisions, certain indicators which you can't be sure of either, because there will be a lot of people out there who'll say, hold on a second, don't raise the rates yet, or let the unemployment fall to maybe 6.5% rather than 7% to actually start putting the rates up. And he will actually have to make real decisions.
Yes, absolutely. The worst thing that he could possibly do right now is see that we've got this recovery underway and then make a silly decision that actually chokes off the recovery and sends us back towards a recession again. So while Sir Mervyn King arguably had the more difficult job, I think there's a lot more risk in relation to Mark Carney, because if the central bank act and do anything to choke off the recovery, then he'll be the person that's blamed for the economy falling back into recession again.
Indeed, and expectations were so low under Sir Mervyn, weren't they, really, that You know, in fact, yeah, you got to feel a little bit sorry for him because he never really got to see the promised land, did he?
Well, yeah, I completely agree. I think no matter who you talk to, I think people are going to be looking at Mark Carney as to having the easier job here. But I guess you could also say, well, Sir Mervyn King had time, was in the hot seat before the financial crisis, and therefore potentially was partially responsible for getting us into the mess. So maybe doesn't necessarily deserve all the credit that Mark Carney may get for ensuring that this recovery that we're seeing this year, which is still in the early stages, there's no guaranteeing that it will continue into next year. But if this early stage of recovery does turn into a sustainable recovery, then yeah, Mark Carney will get more of the credit, but maybe he potentially deserves that.
A couple of other pieces to mention. Of course, we've seen the fall of unemployment today by 48,000 and some good profits for Sainsbury's, which is now the number two supermarket in the country.
Yeah, again, I mean, it is all looking a lot more positive, despite what we're actually seeing in the stock markets today. I think there's a lot of positives which we can look at. We're seeing inflation falling to 2.2% yesterday, so that's closing the gap in between the cost of living and people's wages. We're seeing unemployment fall now 7.6%. It was only 7.8% a few months ago. And then you look at companies like Sainsbury's, which are performing well. We're seeing a lot more. We're seeing this trend throughout this corporate earnings season, really, with a number of different areas of the UK economy performing well. And I think one of the real important things about this is that this is the results from Sainsbury's are really focused on the consumer. So that shows that consumer confidence is returning to the UK, which is extremely important.